And so one of the things that I always say, if you hear somebody say, well, we're free or we don't cost anything, I mean, they're getting, everybody gets paid somehow, right? So kind of use common sense in that area and be like, okay, if somebody says that it's low cost or no cost, there's probably more to the story.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners, Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, what does an advisor cost? That's probably a question you have in mind, and it's a question that Dan and Brent get quite a bit at Avery Wealth, and that's our focus here on the Retirement Cafe this episode. This is part of a kind of a four-part mini-series on four key questions that you might have and that Dan and Brent get asked a lot when people are trying to decide whether or not to hire a financial advisor. The four questions that we're going through: do you need an advisor? What type of advisor is best for me and my goals? What are my costs when working with an advisor? And finally, how important is an advisor process to my financial success? So today, we want to dive into the money. The bottom line is the cost. I'm sure you guys probably get this question a lot, right?
Oh, I think that's a primary question. It's funny because most people figure they need help in some to some extent, right? They don't know exactly how much help they need, but that's the very first thing. Well, number one, can I afford the help, right? I think that's why we wanted to cover that in one of the key questions, because it's always out there and it's kind of the elephant in the room, right? Mm-hmm. When they come in to talk to an advisor.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting too, because it is a conversation that's had a lot, but at the same time, a lot of people currently have no idea what it is that they're actually paying.
I think of it, Brent, obviously, or honestly, a lot like when you go to the hospital or to the doctor. How many times, you're like,
I know where you're going already.
Yeah.
So I have to do this and this. Do you have any idea what it's going to cost? And the doctor's like, no, not really. Like, I mean, because they don't know.
I mean, have you ever had to get a shot and said, hey, wait a minute, before you do that, what does this cost?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the MRI, you get the bill in the mail after. It just kind of happens all the time. And I think one of the challenges around like financial advisors, and I think this is a problem in the industry, honestly, is that for years and years, it's really a lot of the costs have kind of been baked into things where people weren't really aware what they were paying. And, you know, it's like anything. I feel like, you know, that's part of a good purchasing decision, no matter what you're doing, whether you're buying a car or whether you're buying some type of professional services, understanding what does it cost and what am I getting for that money, right? So there's two sides to that coin. It's not just the cost. We don't go to the car lot and say, hey, I want what's the cheapest vehicle you have on the lot, right? Most people don't. You know, it's a value thing for the features that you want.
Yeah, no question. And I think a lot of the problem for people that aren't in this industry and aren't aware, really don't work with advisors or haven't worked with advisors, it just seems like there's so many different costs, right? I mean, you could probably go into one office and get one answer and then go in the next office, get another answer. So when you're looking at costs from an outside perspective, as I'm a prospective client, what are the different costs that are often associated with an advisor?
Yeah, I would start out, Brent, for my opinion, the top level. How do you charge for services, right? So typically, if you could split it into a couple, basically two or three ways here, one is going to be commissions, right? Trading cost commissions, that is one way. And for years and years, that's how most people charged, right? And so you should be able to look on a product and say, what does it cost when I put my money in? And what are the ongoing costs of that investment? And the second key way that a lot of advisors charge is on a fee basis, which is actually a little bit easier to understand. So if you think of, okay, they charge 1% of my assets they manage. So if I had $100,000, it cost $1,000 a year, right? That's kind of an easier discussion. And thirdly, some people now have gone to what's called a retainer model, where advisors say, hey, you know what? We're not going to get into the fees and we're not going to get into the commissions. We're going to just charge you a set amount each month or each year to be your advisor. And we'll find as low cost investments and other things for that part of it. So I think, Brent, can you think of any other?
No, not really. And I think those are great points, Dan. So we just want to make sure that it's clear. So what the difference between a fee and a commission is, because to me, if you're not used to talking in these terms, it might be really difficult to even differentiate, even with Dan's explanation there, what that is. But the commission would be something up front. So in the example that he gave, if somebody $100,000 maybe there'd be a 5% commission, right? So $95,000 would get invested and the rest would be paid out in some form to the advisor.
Yeah, and that's a great point, is understanding when you get charged and how you get charged. Typically, fees are charged annually and maybe quarterly specifically. So every 3 months, there'd be a fee that you would pay as part of that, you know, and it would go on as long as you had that relationship, but there would be no upfront necessarily cost like the commission you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so as we think back to the previous podcast, when we talk about levels of service, an investment advisor, the one at the bottom, maybe would be more likely to do commissions because that would be a product that they're selling that's not necessarily going to require any services down the road.
Right. Right. That's a great example of that. And I think as you move up the pyramid, those folks are much more likely to charge on a fee basis because it's ongoing work that happens each and every year, right? Because it's not just the management of assets. It's tax planning and it's like estate planning and all the different areas that go in with that. But I would like to mention, I think it's important. Fees are all over the board. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like they're
all
over
sure.
the board. But one of the things that's most important as a consumer trying to figure out if you need an advisor, who to, you know, what type and what the cost should be, is trying to get a really good explanation from the advisor. And so one of the things that I always say, if you hear somebody say, well, we're free or we don't cost anything, I mean, they're getting, everybody gets paid somehow, right? So kind of use common sense in that area and be like, okay, if somebody says that it's low cost or no cost, there's probably more to the story, right?
Absolutely. And that's kind of getting back to what I talked about at the beginning, is it is strange that this is a conversation that comes up, but so few people really understand what I think is important, is just to understand what your all-in cost, your cost of working with an advisor, and what you're getting, as Dan mentioned, for that cost.
Right? Yeah. One of the things that comes up a lot today, and I think it's worth mentioning when it comes to costs, annuities are super popular. Would you agree?
Yeah, they are.
They get sold quite a bit to people. And one of the, I would say, the lure people in is that, hey, it's free. There's no cost involved. Your money goes in. So there's a couple things I just would like to talk about on that. So when you think of something that doesn't have an upfront cost and there's no cost that you can necessarily see each and every year, then that means the costs are all internal. And so there's a couple of ways that they pay those, because again, the representative or the advisor or salesperson is getting paid for that, or they wouldn't be selling it to you, right? So like if you want to think about, you can pay for things like that in a couple of ways. One is time, right? So typically annuities might tie up your money for 5 years, 10 years. We've seen as long as 15 on some,
yeah.
Right? And so if you take your money out before that time frame, they hit you with a deferred charge, right? So there's your sales charge if you want to know what it is. And the other thing is reduced returns, right? So you may not see that expense, but because of the internal costs of that investment are pretty substantial, let's say the market return 7% and you might only get 4 or 5 because the costs of that thing were so high. So it's like some of that stuff gets pretty complex, right, Brent?
When yeah,
you're trying to evaluate it.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's why it's so important when you are making these decisions, just that you understand, again, what is your all-in cost to work with someone?
Yeah, and it can be complex. And I could tell you this, if it sounds too complex, you may want to look in a different direction, because that's probably not a good thing. It shouldn't be that complicated.
Well, no, as you're trying to figure this number out, it's going to be difficult for most people, that they're going to hear a lot of different numbers coming their way and maybe a long explanation from certain advisors. But I guess you would say, don't be afraid to ask a number of questions. I mean, if something's not clear to you, continue to follow up until you feel comfortable, because after all, I mean, it is your money that you're working with here.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's studies that have been done of what's reasonable, right? So like Michael Kitsis, who's pretty well known in the industry, does a lot of different research and articles and things. He did a pretty good study in the investment fee area. So the advisors that charge like the fee versus like commissions, he's given a really good idea of what's fair and reasonable, kind of what the averages are. And he split it up in a way that I thought was really valuable. He split up the actual investment fee and then the cost of the investments that were being purchased, because those are two different parts, right, to your total cost. And the way he did it, you can look at that and go, oh, I'm right, you know, my advisor's reasonable, or boy, they seem a little higher. And the one thing, Brent, we've talked about, does that change when you have maybe a bigger portfolio or smaller portfolio?
Yeah, and that's what he did as well, is on this same study that Dan's referring to, is he showed it by category. So someone maybe who had $250,000 and less was charged, this is what the national average is, and so, and then $500,000 and less, and so on. And so you have a range there, because as assets go up, it's reasonable to expect that those fees would come down based on how much assets are being managed.
Yeah, as a percent, right.
Right.
So that's the thing. And it's like, I always call it like the Costco or Sam's Club effect. You know, that's why we go, especially when you have kids and you buy your toilet paper, is kind of a sensitive subject. I know, but you buy that kind of stuff there because, you know, if you buy more at once, you generally get a little better price per item. And it's the same thing in the investment world. So that's a really good thing to keep in mind.
One thing I've heard about is, you know, you work with an advisor, there's upfront costs versus costs that are ongoing. What is the difference, and how do you decide which is best for you?
Yeah, and I think that goes back to really what you need. So we talked a little bit in the last podcast episode about different types of advisors, right? And so one of the things in evaluating what you should be paying is, what are your service needs, right? How complex is your situation? Like Brent said, do you really just need an investment advisor where you pay an upfront fee and you don't really have much ongoing after that? That might be fine for that situation, right? If you need like the ongoing help, you know, you're going to generally not pay the upfront, because generally it is commissions or fees, but then you'll have an ongoing fee over time. Now, there's been a lot of studies done of what costs more or less, and it really is inconclusive, because a lot of it depends on how often a person changes their investments, right?
Sure.
Because commissions, each time you change, you're going to generally get hit. It gets complicated, but that can happen. Where on a fee basis, when you make adjustments, generally your fee doesn't change. So there's a lot that can go into, at the end of the day, what you actually paid.
I got you. So I guess somebody that's coming in and they don't know really maybe what services they need exactly, this is something you guys would probably sit down with them and walk them through and help determine what those needs are and what it's going to cost them.
Yeah, I think Brent and I use a really simple, we call it it's kind of called the wealth management formula. And it walks through what's involved with true wealth management and explains it in a way that I think, don't you agree, it's pretty easy to understand the way we explain it that way?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, at a high level, it goes back to the same thing that we talk about. Probably we'll say this on every podcast we do, is we want to help people understand where they are today, where they want to get to, and then what gaps are preventing them from getting there. And so Dan's talked about those. I've talked about those. Those gaps might be your investments themselves, right? Might help prevent you from getting to what you're trying to achieve. Taxes, estate planning issues, mm-hmm. different things like that.
Yeah. So when we work through that wealth management formula and we just use a simple whiteboard to kind of explain it, what it allows people to kind of see is the different areas of wealth management and where they really need help.
Yeah.
And so once they identify the areas that they need help in, then you can kind of back into, number one, what type of advisor would be right? And then secondly, what's a reasonable cost for those things, right? So it's really, I feel like that's the best way to approach it. There's no really tried and true like rule, because every family is different. But if you can identify the areas of wealth management where you really need assistance, and whether it's a short-term or long-term need, then you can identify, would I be better off just paying an upfront cost and kind of being done with it? Or would I be better off developing more of a long-term relationship where I pay a little each year to get that help over time?
Yeah, well, it's an important question that a lot of people are asking, and that's why we wanted to really address it specifically here on the Retirement Cafe. It's one of four key questions that Dan and Brent get quite often from people that are trying to determine whether or not they want to work with a financial advisor. So hopefully this gives you a little better sense of what the cost might be, or at least how to determine the cost for working with an advisor. But as always, sit down with them and ask questions and determine that for yourself. And Dan and Brent are both certified financial planners at Avery Wealth. You can find them online, averywealth.com. You can call their office as well, 517-783-1695. And I encourage you as well to check out the other key questions. Do you need an advisor? What type of advisor is best for you? And then how important is an advisor's process to my financial success are all on the website or whatever podcasting app that you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Go back and listen to those other episodes as well. Really valuable information and really kind of give you some guidance as you're trying to take this next step and make this important decision with your money and your finances. So guys, anything else to add before we wrap this one up?
No, I think it's good. Yeah. It's a complex topic, so I would really encourage you to don't hesitate to reach out. We can give you more specific answers to your questions that way.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for your time, and thank you for listening to this episode of The Retirement Cafe. We'll talk to you on the next one.
Sounds good.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.